This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Some time ago, I read a book, The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. It's by Gary Keller with Jay Papasan. The one thing in the book is a reference to an idea. Everyone should pick up one thing, the authors tell us, and focus completely on that one thing. Michael Phelps, for example, selected swimming and practiced 6 hours every day. He became the most successful swimmer and most decorated Olympian of his time. Pat Matthews, one of America's great impressionist painter, says he turned his passion for painting into a skill and ultimately a profession by simply painting one painting a day. The authors articulate a question that can help us determine the one thing in our life. And here's the question. What is the one thing I can do, they say, what is the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary? Good question. Focusing on that one question, answering it in different areas of your life, will it cause a domino effect which can make you more effective? Well, this morning I'd like to think about that one thing concept in a different way. Think about one thing, the giving up of which would make your life more productive, more fruitful, and while probably more difficult, at least at first, would in the long run make your life easier, lighter, smoother. Think of that one thing. Maybe something comes to your mind immediately, perhaps not. In either case, give it some thought. Pause and take a serious look at your life. Socrates said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." So, do some reflecting. Think hard about my question. What is one thing I could give up that would accelerate my life in the direction that my life needs to go? What direction does your life need to go? That requires some reflection as well and will depend on what area of your life you're focusing on. It could be your spiritual or mental or family, your relationships, physical life, career, your vocational life. Well, this is a wonderful week to think about this type of thing. Thousands of Christians observe Lent this time of year, which officially began last week, last Wednesday, with Ash Wednesday. Lent's that period of prayer and fasting in preparation for Easter. Well, even though we're a week into it, or almost a week, it's not too late to get on board. And if you've already given up something, perhaps you can reflect on how or if whatever you are giving up is simply a superficial choice, just to say you did it, or out of habit, or is it something you can do to make your life better. Giving up something can actually be easier and more effective if you add on something to replace it. Now, that holds true whether you observe Lent or not, whether you're a believer or a non-believer. So go back to my question. What is the one thing you can do, the giving up of which would make your life better, more effective, move it along in the direction you need to go? Well, take the physical aspect of your life, for example. Let's say you want to be healthier, but you don't exercise, and you know you need to eat more mindfully. So your problem may be something like this. You eat too late, and then you go to bed, and you're tired the next day, or you don't sleep well because of that bad habit. Or perhaps you eat late because you work late. Whatever the reason, you stay up too late munching and watching TV. You have an excuse not to exercise in the morning. So what's the one thing you can give up to improve your health? It seems pretty obvious in this instance, giving up the late night TV and snacking will free you now to add on something. See, more something positive, your morning exercise. Okay, here's my warning. It's not to check with your physician before exercising. I'll just assume you're going to do that. Here's my warning. Changing a bad habit and replacing it with the good one requires strength, energy, and fortitude. It's not easy, or everyone would do it. And it helps, by the way, to have someone who will encourage you. Giving up a habit and picking up a good one in replacement of it is not easy. That's why I say, think of just one thing, to change at a time. If you haven't been eating healthy or exercising, you've been a couch potato for some time, and you suddenly decide to change your diet, watch no TV, eliminate all social media, start training for a marathon all at the same time, you'll likely overload and fail on all counts. try taking one habit at a time. And here's what will likely happen if you stay with it. Giving up one bad habit leads to success elsewhere. So going to bed earlier because you've not stayed up so late will free you up to do that positive thing, working out in the morning. And it's the same way for the spiritual. If I'm staying up too late, I can't get up and enjoy my time with God. I miss out on that. When I give up late night TV, I get to enjoy that early morning time with God. So you see, this all has a domino effect during the day. I'm more likely to be aware and mindful and sensitive to God and His will. So think about it, but don't just think about it, act on it. And why not start this week, this very day, and see if it makes a difference? And then come back here next week. And in the meantime, you go out and be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun. Here comes